Marcus' side, obviously, he was coming out of contract, and as I said, it's a situation I probably walked into, and it's probably started before I'd came in, and obviously they couldn't agree, either side, the parties couldn't agree, and I spoke to Marcus when I first came in, and he kind of told me a little bit of background on it. The club told me their stance on it. But any player goes into the last year, they start to hold the ace card, and if Marcus has stayed I think we'd always want to go. And for the business side of the club and getting some money in, it represented really good business for the club and getting decent money for a guy that could have walked away for nothing.
Fody Keita, the decision to let him go out, what was that concerning?
Well, Fody was a funny one because being a foreign lad in a foreign country, it's difficult sometimes for them to really get up to speed with things, and obviously you've got the language barrier as well, and even though his English is pretty decent, and it's funny because when agents get involved and things like that, you tend to find out they're homesick. So you actually think he's going to go back to France, he ends up going to Turkey. So where Turkey's next to France on the map, it must be pretty close. So I find that strange, that one, but Fody obviously developed homesickness within that period of time. And to be fair, I think this club needs, no disrespect to Fody, this club needs better all-round players.
In terms of bringing players in now, does left-back give you a bit of a conundrum to worry about?
Yeah, to an extent as well, even though Tommy Spurr's playing well, and it's an area we might need to look at again as well, but there's also areas of the pitch we need to strengthen as well, and which we're trying to do at this minute to try and get a couple in. And but left-back looks like a place that we were caught between a rock and a hard place with Marcus because of the financial situation, and then we lose him. And then you're doing one left back, you keep him, you're not going to get money for him. So you're in that precarious position. But that's football, and it's something we have to look at.
Is there any progress to report on perhaps additions to the squad coming in? We've talked about this sort of much coveted number 10 position, which there is quite a gaping hole in this squad for one, possibly two. Is there any progress?
We're trying at the minute, Andy, to try and get somebody in. That's what you have to hope for. We'll get a bit of news on that at some point in the day, but we're trying to get people like that in, and I always think we need that type of player in to make things happen, and hopefully we'll get a bit of luck and something will fall in our lap, really.
And Tom Lawrence, could this be his last game this weekend, or do you expect that might be extended?
I don't know at the minute. Obviously, Tom's agent, and they wanted this clause where you play for a month and then review it again. So I've never heard it before, but that's what they wanted. I mean, Leicester and ourselves were really happy for him to stay, and when that gets thrown at us, then it's the first time I've heard that. So it's something I need to discuss with Tom and see what his thoughts are.
Do you have to discuss it before selecting your team for Saturday to know what sort of frame of mind he might be in?
Not necessarily, because he's a good lad. I don't have any problem with that, with him playing or anything like that. But I don't think anything really phases Tom, to be honest. I think he's a good pro and works really hard at his game, so I don't have any problem selecting him if I think it's right.